Hi, it's April 16, a day of rock and roll firsts. Buddy Holly's debut single was released in 1956. It was called Blue Days, Black Nights.
Blue days, black nights, blue tears keep on falling for you, dear. Now you're gone.
The Rolling Stones released their debut self-titled album on this day in 1964. It featured this blues classic.
To get your kicks, I'm Blue 66.
And Skyhawks played their first live show at a church hall in Carlton in 1973. 2 years later, almost to the day, they topped the charts with their second single. And two Australian actors celebrate their wedding anniversary, Brian Brown and Rachel Ward, were married on this day in 1983.
Because he's married to me, he is my husband and my slave.
April 16 birthdays, Australian actress and singer Colleen Hewitt turned 71. The former Queen of Pop played Sheila in Prisoner.
I was inside, I couldn't wait to get out. Now that I'm actually going, I feel all soppy.
Midnight Oil lead singer and former federal minister Peter Garrett turned 68 today. Comedian and actor Martin Lawrence turns 56, starred in the Bad Boys movies and Big Mama's House.
Oh yes, I got game. Got two words too. I'm back.
Actor John Cryer is 55, best known for playing Alan Harper on Two and a Half Men.
When Judith and I started, we were just a couple with a few problems. When we finished, I came to live on your couch!
Remember Gabrielle? The British singer had a huge hit with Dreams, turns 52. And AFL legend Matthew Lloyd is 43. The former Bombers captain is their all-time leading goal kicker. Finally, Charlie Chaplin was born on this day in 1889. The cinema great died aged 88 in 1977.
In this torrid times of hate and war and so forth and suspicion, I wanted to produce something of kindliness, something about humanity.
Remembering Charlie Chaplin on April 16.